We have a hung parliament now in the Republic of Ghana. My party, we have 137 members. The party that's constituting government now also has 137 members of a 275 membership parliament. As you may be aware, we have one independent member of parliament. Now, when we were inaugurated on the 7th, we have elected speaker as well as his two deputies. And the independent member has become the second deputy speaker. So that is where we are. Now, by convention, the party that constitutes the majority normally will sit to the right-hand side of the speaker at the chamber. But as we speak, no party constitutes the majority. So as part of the feud or the misunderstanding that you may have heard of was the fact that we are occupying the right side of the speaker in parliament. And the party in government feels that that is not where we ought to occupy. Because during the life of the last parliament, they were occupying the right-hand side. And our position is that, yes, you occupy the right-hand side of the speaker because you constituted the majority. In the life of the 8th parliament, you don't have the majority, so you cannot determine where you should sit. So once we have decided to occupy the right-hand side, then they must, as a matter of consequence, occupy the left-hand side.
So to you, the opposition, it's a matter of first come, first serve. Now the ruling party is saying that it will not take it anymore. Come Friday, they are going to be sitting on the right-hand side. What should we expect on Friday?
Well, this is simple parliamentary praise by precedent. We are going to ask the speaker to make a determination. On the first day of the life of this parliament on the 7th, where were you sitting? The side occupied by each party should prevail. Because I will not agree to the fact that I will be asked to move to the other side of the house. You will be doing so if you have a more numerical advantage than me. You don't. So there's no other basis for you to go sit on the left-hand side when you are no more than me in terms of the numerical strength.
When you sat the last time, on whose side did the independent candidates sit? Because the ruling party is arguing that the independent candidates sat with them, so therefore they should have the majority.
I think they are misconstruing the constitutional provision and appealing where the independent candidate can do. He cannot join them in parliament. He can occasionally vote alongside them if he is minded. But he cannot declare that he's joining. If he does that, then he will suffer the similar fate that he suffered in November when he abandoned his party and went independent. So he was sacked from parliament.
Do you think this is the right way for the ruling New Patriotic Party and you, the opposition? This is the right way to do the people's business?
Well, we have always cooperated with them. If they are not willing to cooperate with us, that's their business. But we are ready to work and move the interests of the country forward. If they are threatening to, because of where they sit in the house, they will not be willing to conduct the affairs of state, it will be scandalous.